It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, and we're going to visit with Dr. Brant Hacker of the Madison Healthcare Services, and good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, when you're usually in the studio, we're talking tennis, but not today.
I know, right? I'm wearing a different hat today. It's not tennis time, not yet for me.
Nope. All right. Well, it's always nice to see you. And,
yeah.
What's the subject
today? Well, the subject of the day is colon cancer. It's Colon Cancer Awareness Month.
Oh, and March is.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, March is the month to kind of like, you know, make sure you're screened. So
February was heart month.
Yeah, there you go. Now we're going to colon cancer.
What's April?
I don't know. I'm not sure on that one.
No, we'll have to look that up. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, colon cancer.
Yeah. So still, you know, it's one of the top four cancers in the United States yet. Prostate, breast cancer, and then lung cancer are the other three. But colon cancer still kills about 50,000 people a year in the United States.
Oh, wow.
So it's a lot of people. About 150,000 or so are diagnosed with colon cancer every year. So it's kind of a large amount. You know, the goal is to screen everybody. So something that's new is our screening age has dropped to 45. Mm-hmm. It used to be start at 50, but now 45, and that was a couple years ago.
Oh.
So when you look at how we're doing as a country and as a state, Minnesota screens about 65% of its population that are eligible. So we're still missing, you know, a whole third of the people out there, which is, you know, that's a lot of opportunity, I think, to try to help people out and catch things early. So it's a good thing to do.
Okay. Right? Male and female?
Male and female. Okay. So when you look at risk factors, that's a good question. Males have a little bit more, but they kind of feel it's probably because of habits that males have. Processed meats or meats in general, especially grilled meats, seem to have a higher risk factor for colon cancer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, okay. So there's a few things. I mean, it's kind of the things we talk about a lot, but proven associations include alcohol use, red meats, level of activity, so lower activity, increased higher risk, you know, higher alcohol use, higher risk, red meat, processed meats, higher risk. There's not a lot other than increasing activity, and then weight is sometimes associated as well. So, you know, if you're watching your weight and you're staying active, those things tend to be a little bit protective for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is there different stages of colon cancer? Or?
Yeah, you are asking all the good questions, Paul.
Well, I've talked to you enough lately, so.
So there are. There's four stages of colon cancer. And when you look at things, you know, stage one is the first and the earliest, and stage four is the most aggressive and the most spread out. And the cure rates, our mortality rates are kind of flopped. So if you catch a colon cancer at stage one, which is the very beginning stage, it hasn't spread outside of the colon wall. It's right there. It hasn't spread anywhere else. You've got about a 90 to 95% survival rate at 5 years.
Okay.
So super good chance of sticking around and being able to take care of that, right? You find colon cancer when it's stage four, which means it's spread outside of the colon. It's spread to the surrounding tissues, lymph nodes, other places in the abdomen usually. Your survival rate at about 5 years is about 10 to 15%.
Okay.
So, you know, catching it earlier, way easier to handle. Catching it late, you know, it's a lot tougher story at that point.
Okay. Is there some kind of symptoms that someone gets when they have colon cancer? Do they get sick?
No.
What's the symptoms that brings you in?
So that's the problem. A lot of times there aren't symptoms until you're stage three or four. Stage one, you almost never have symptoms. Stage two, maybe. By the time you get to stage four or stage three, sometimes maybe you've had some bloody stools. Maybe you had a change in kind of your bowel habits. Maybe you're going more often. Maybe, you know, you're more loose or you're having more diarrhea. Maybe it's the other option. Maybe you're just more constipated because of some blockage or some obstruction in the colon. So if you're having symptoms, you're probably a little late to the game. If you're having symptoms like abdominal pain, fevers, chills, cramping, then you're probably pretty late. Those symptoms usually never occur in stage one or stage two.
Okay. Yeah. So obviously it's good to get screened.
Yeah, that's right.
How often then?
Yeah. So good question. So really we've
three
got
out of three now.
You're right on track, man. The answer is it depends a little bit.
Okay.
So colonoscopy is kind of the gold standard. If you do a colonoscopy and you get a clean bill, you got yourself 10 years of not having to worry about anything.
10 years.
Yeah. So colon cancer, if you catch it late, it's a problem, but it's very slow growing. Almost always. So you don't have to screen very often. It's not like, you know, we screen for prostate cancer every year.
Right.
We do mammograms every year for breast cancer. Colon cancer, it's once in 10 years. So it's not a tough ask. You know, it's pretty manageable. Colonoscopy includes a day of prep and then the day of the procedure. You're not supposed to be driving, climbing ladders, you know, running power equipment. So that's kind of the first. There's two other options. Cologuard has been around probably 8 or 10 years or more now. And this is a genetic test. You have to collect a stool sample at home. You have to mail that in.
Okay.
And then you get word back from the company saying, yes, it's either positive for genetic changes consistent with colon cancer. So that's what a yes would mean. Or no, saying, hey, we're not finding anything worrisome. Mm. If you get a no with Cologuard, that's the genetic testing, you get a 3-year pass.
Oh.
So that would be something to do every 3 years. But it doesn't involve any prep, and it doesn't involve any time away from work or something.
That Cologuard does. You see that commercial commercials a lot?
Yes.
A lot of people do use that then?
Yeah, they do, honestly. And it's a great test. And it's, you know, it's one of those tests that can be used for low-risk patients. So you don't have a history of, you know, inflammatory bowel disease, you haven't had prior colon cancer, you don't have other like inflammation or infections of the colon wall. So that would be the people who could use that.
Okay.
There's a new test that's been out maybe about a year. It's called a Shield test, and that's a blood test now.
Okay.
So this is something where Medicare and older patients are covered. If you're younger than, you know, 65 and not on Medicare, then it's kind of a hit, patient by patient scenario where it depends on your insurance. But they draw the blood and then you get a result back of a kind of a yes or no again, like yes, you're at high risk, or there's something that needs to be checked out, or no, you don't.
Okay.
And the Shield test is very similar. If you get a yes, you know, you got to get a colonoscopy. If you get a no, you get a few years before you have to do it again. The blood test is probably, when you look at the data on the test, the blood test is not as good as the Cologuard, which is not as good as the colonoscopy, but they're not far apart.
Right.
The Shield test, for instance, which is the newer one, catches only about 70% of stage one colon cancers. And we just talked about stage one being, you know, that's the time to catch them. They're safest, they're easiest to treat. Mm-hmm. Probably you don't even have symptoms. But it does 100% on all the other stages. So the Shield test, this blood draw, catches 100% of stage 2, 3, and 4 cancers. So you're not going to miss anything serious or significant. It's going to be something that, hey, you know, you're going to find it, and then you can get it taken care of.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. A lot of information there. And,
that's
good. Colorectal cancer awareness.
It's colorectal cancer awareness. Month. Yeah. Get screened.
Do you wear a certain color?
No, there's no colors.
Like
Okay. So one other plug-in is that, you know, screening out to age 45, colon cancer in the ages 45 to 50 has doubled in the last 20 years.
Oh.
So that only used to account for about 10% of cancers. It counts for almost 20% of all colon cancer now. So, and that's the group, one of the groups we talked about, screening groups. That's one of the groups that's the least screened. So just if you're 45 or older, just a really good time to get screened for colon cancer. Talk to your doctor, or your provider, and have them help you out.
That you want to be screened.
Yeah, just get screened, exactly. Okay. And you've got a few options for it.
All right. And they take care of that at Madison Healthcare Services?
We can do it at Madison Healthcare Services. Absolutely. Be happy to help you out.
All right. Dr. Hacker, we've been visiting with Dr. Hacker here at Madison Healthcare Service. I've never asked you this. I ask everybody that I interview on Wellness Wednesday. What do you like about working at Madison Healthcare Services?
I like the patients. I like to see my... Exactly, you know. I get to know who I'm taking care of, and you kind of develop a relationship. Yeah, and you get to find out how they're doing, and... You know, it's good when good things happen for them. It makes me happy too. So,
How long have you been at Madison?
Oh my gosh, I've been there over 20 years now.
20 years,
This summer will be 21.
Wow.
I know.
That's awesome.
Time flies.
Yeah. When you're having fun, right?
That's right.
Hey, thanks for coming down to the studio. I appreciate it, Dr. Hacker.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Right. Dr. Hacker with Madison Healthcare Services. That's another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.